Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
You want to talk about the McCann thing, or you want to talk about the
Well,
China?
I think because it's so fresh, and we're all so fascinated by...
I missed the beginning of this, because
this is a glimpse into the personalities of the people in the room.
And you didn't even hear the best part of the story, which was in the halls last week.
Okay,
which I did not hear this. Who remembers, but Brian McCann, catcher for the Atlanta Braves, has a charity softball game coming up. Mm-hmm. And... there's a bunch of people participating in it, among those me, Bert, and Jen. And so Brian is going to come in and promote this. So in the halls...
By the way, I'm the only lesbian that does not play softball.
so that's why I'm not participating.
Save that.
Yeah, that's why I'm not participating, because I cannot play the game. And I've just revoked my lesbian card.
So the
and after going to Pride with you and playing softball, everybody's going to think I am.
That's right.
So the game is not this Friday, but next Friday. And I mentioned to Bert, we were actually in the downstairs lobby of the building. I was leaving, and he was coming back in, and I just casually passed and said, "Hey, just a heads up, I think McCann's coming in next week to talk about the softball game." And Bert stopped the elevator and said, "What day?" Like, more, because Tracy or I, conversations like that in the hall never garner a reaction. It's just a heads up, you know, whoever is going to be on the show with us. Hey, Usher's coming to the studio next week. Oh, okay, cool. Because it's all written down in the computer. He stopped the elevator. He's like, "What?" Is who's coming in? I said, "Brian McCann." He said, "What day?" Like, angrily. And I'm like, I said, "I don't know. Sometime next week. I don't know."
It wasn't anger. It was concern.
And I said, "What's the big deal?" And he said, "I got to practice my pitch." Bert claims.
What?
Bert claims that he has an unhittable wiffle ball pitch.
It can't be touched.
And
no way.
I kid you not. Has been for years trying to get in front of a professional baseball player to prove that his wiffle ball pitch is unhittable.
It can't be hit.
And is this what you've been throwing to Hayden?
Fantastic.
No. This is years ago. I'll give you the history behind this pitch.
Oh Lord.
You want to describe what kind of ball it has to be in order to hit it?
Well, yeah, there are a difference in wiffle balls. And it can't be, as I was trying to instruct Jeff today, I can't have the ball that has all the little circular holes in it. That's one kind of wiffle ball. There's another one that just has like weirdly shaped holes in the very top of it. That's the wiffle ball I need. Here's how it all started.
So you have to have a special wiffle ball for your special pitch.
There's more movement.
That no one can hit.
Look, there's more movement on that one than there is the one with all the holes in it.
This is like a real seance, because Bert's expression really does change. And his voice changes when he talks about this unhittable wiffle ball.
Because he
needs complete silence. If we're going to talk about this, I need complete silence.
Step right up to the plate, Brian McCann.
If you're going to mock the unhittable pitch, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen.
Uh-oh.
I will
this
say,
is Cooperstown worthy.
Oh, my
riddle
God.
Us this, Batman.
The reason it just came up is because I said that I was going to go to Toys R Us and just get a couple wiffle balls. And Bert's like, oh, no.
Got to get yourself the right kind of wiffle ball. Let me just tell you.
I'll take care of this, Jeff.
Let me give you the history on it. And this is going to sound like such a guyish thing here. But back in college, me and my roommates, we had like, there was like five of us. We had a wiffle ball league.
Is this when you lived at Disgrace Land?
No, this is way before Disgrace Land.
Okay.
This is back at San Diego State.
This is a whole different kind of disgrace.
Whole different ballpark we're talking about here. So there were like four or five of us that lived in this apartment. And we used to go out and we used to play wiffle ball. It was like a round robin tournament. And to see who's the best wiffle ball player. We'd go downstairs and there was like a Kmart. And you go out and it was like official wiffle ball stuff. You get like your duct tape. You got to have a strike zone. And if the guy could hit it a certain length, it's a single. Another length, it's a double, triple, and you got your home runs. I was undefeated because of one pitch.
Does it have a name?
Oh, my God.
Does it have a name?
Unhittable pitch. Yeah, it's called the unhittable wiffle ball pitch.
Oh.
You know why? It's unhittable. So, like, the standings would read something like this. 20 wins, no losses for Bert. Jerry, 10 wins, 10 losses. Tony would be 8-12. Bert, undamn defeated.
Because of the special wiffle ball.
What wiffle ball? Not the wiffle ball.
The special wiffle ball?
The unhittable wiffle ball.
Pitch. Can we somehow package that story from a news, you know, sportscaster? You know, how if you really were being inducted in Cooperstown and they talk about your pitch, mm-hmm. we have to have this done
What's
before next
Cooperstown?
Week.
What's Cooperstown? What? I don't even know what that
baseball,
is either.
Baseball Hall of Fame. Oh. Hello?
I don't know what that is.
Which I think there's actually a wiffle ball Hall of Fame, too.
You're in
is
it.
Is there?
Isn't it the unhittable?
I don't think I've been nominated yet, but after I strike out Brian McCann, I will be.
Oh, God.
You are aware that in the game you're playing, and there's a bunch of Braves. Like, Chipper will be there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Chipper Jones.
I got to watch this. Well,
but Brian is the only one that's coming in here, right?
Yeah, but you'll be on the softball field with Chipper
softball.
And everybody.
Softball, not wiffle.
No, but I mean, if we bring the whip, like you're saying, it's unhittable. Like, I'm just saying you're doing the same thing you did with Zaza. Which is you're making these allegations
mm-hmm.
within days of being around people who do this for a living.
There's a sidebar conversation.
The Braves don't play wiffle ball for a living.
Oh, Brian McCann is probably destined for the Hall of Fame. And I've always wondered if this thing could be hit by a major leaguer. And now I have the opportunity. This has sort of been in the back of my head now for 20-something years. And now I've got the opportunity to try the unhittable pitch against a real major leaguer. An all-star, nonetheless, it's on.
You're going to be practicing today?
Well, here's the thing. He's coming in when?
I haven't firmed it up yet, but I'll make sure you have plenty of notice. It's going to be next week, probably Wednesday.
Because there's a certain amount of arm soreness that will go with practicing, and my arm can't be tight.
Are you going to rest?
Really?
You're going to put yourself in rotation.
Well, you have to. Yeah, if I were to practice today, I'm going to need at least 4 days for the soreness to go away.
Do we need ice for the day so you can ice it up?
See, now you're just being ridiculous.
Are you going to go to four different? Are you going to go to four different stores and get four different wiffle balls so you can get the exact right one?
No. It's a standard wiffle ball. And I'm only trying to be patient.
Well, then why don't you let me
I'm
buy
being
it.
Patient of your oh, ignorant questions.
Let me go buy
oh,
it.
Oh, jeez.
Why don't you let me go buy your wiffle ball?
Because you won't get the right kind. You'll get
See?
The one with all the little holes in it, and I need the one with just the holes on top. And it has to be standard yellow wiffle ball bat also.
What difference does the bat make?
A ton of difference.
I'm just curious, on this place where you guys live, did you have the score written on the wall somewhere?
No, we had it on a dry erase board. The standings were on a dry erase board in the apartment.
Yeah,
in the living room, like that you could check on all the time.
I'm going to get Jerry and I'm going to get Tony on with us over the next couple of days.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
Because I bet they're still bitter about my undefeated wiffle ball season. Oh,
what does the ball do?
It kind of...
It doesn't get hit. That's what it does.
I'll tell you what,
that's all you need to know.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.